Blog Talk Radio.
And today's episode is episode 21, and this is Trump's State of the Union aftermath. Now, I watched the State of the Union. I seen the Stephen Colbert, you know, all the media come out and say how wrong the State of the Union was, and I seen all the propagandists. So I didn't do anything on it for an entire week. I let that all go through, and then this memo came out, and then that took over the cycle or what have you. So I waited for all that to blow over because it's all smoke and mirrors. The memo thing is actually a something burger, as Deb Della Piana, who we carry her show. If you look at her show from yesterday, she spoke in that regard. So I wanted to address the aftermath of the State of the Union of Trump's. It was actually one of the first of its kind as far as the presentation and everything that he had to say. Now, with that said, I am not a Trump supporter, and I get sick of people calling me a Trump supporter when I point out the facts of the matter. The Democrats are so delusional and so in their own bubble that facts trigger them. So if facts trigger you, I'm sorry. But what we want to do is I want you guys to listen to Trump's State of the Union. Now, Blog Talk's doing their thing again as usual, so get at them again how you did that one time, and you got them to let me get my show back on, because they weren't even letting me broadcast prime time at a couple points, or even post my meme reels. So, but you guys, I don't know, you call them on the chat, I don't know how you get in touch with them, because I have a special way that I can get in touch with them from a chat. So however you do it, they respond, so please do that. So I'm going to put the mic up to the speakers so you guys can hear this clip. I couldn't upload it to the dashboard where you can hear it a lot clearer, so I hope this is good enough. So let's take a listen. This is Trump's State of the Union, and these are all the main points, because we're going to go through, and I'm going to show you, and you already see it. If you've been a long-time listener, you already see this stuff and even understand it. You know, this is child's play to you. But this is for new listeners as well as listeners who've been our listeners for a long time, you know, just to give you an idea what the whole situation is. And then another thing I wanted to address in on Twitter, or excuse me, not Twitter, on, well, I just had some issues with people on Twitter, you know, with this Democrat issue, and then you've got Eric, he's on Twitter bad-mouthing us on Twitter, I come to find out. But that's why that was on my mind. But anyway, on Facebook and the groups, if you don't like our stuff, just put it in the comments, and then I'll delete it. Or I'll have Christian delete it, or maybe Charles will delete it, or Joe. Because if you report it, that hurts our account. We could get kicked off of Facebook for your ignorance. You know what I mean? So if you don't like it, just say it in the comments. You don't have to report to Facebook like I'm a common criminal. And I've been on there longer than most people because I've been on Facebook since, what, 07? And it came out in 04. So at any rate, let's just take a listen to this 2018 State of the Union. I want you to listen to the points, and then we're going to go and show how the Democrats play right into the hands of the Republicans and Donald Trump. And he is a skilled politician. Make no mistake about it. He outmaneuvers these Democrats so well that he makes them look so stupid that he's appealing to people. So he's appealing to Democrats. And independents. He's appealing to these people. And this is where the Green Party needs to step up, and we're going to listen to a little bit of the Green Party's response to the State of the Union of Donald Trump. So we're also going to listen to the Democrat response with Opie Taylor, Joe Kennedy III, who, when you listen to him speak, you're going to see, man, you sound just like Obama with the progressive mouthing points, but he's so far out of touch he doesn't even know. And if you watch the video on him, you'll see he has like this, like he's drooling or whatever. You know, the lighting maybe did something, I don't know. But that was pointed out. Also, you give the Republicans talking points to say how stupid you are. And we're going to deal with so-called independent, alt-right so-called media like InfoWars, Paul Joseph Watson. We're going to listen to a clip from him just to show how the Democrats make themselves look stupid and open themselves up for ridicule on the right, thus perpetuating the duopoly party. Because now you're making people appeal to the Republicans because they can make you look stupid. When the Green Party should be stepping up and saying, hey, get rid of the Democrat Party. But what, you know what you got going on in the Green Party? You've got some people who have influential positions in the Green Party, not necessarily power positions, but just are influential and using that influence to co-opt the Green Party for the Democrats. Through all these organizations like Our Revolution, FARC, you know, I'm dealing with some stuff right now with these organizations. And in all honesty, brothers and sisters, if you truly want to break up the duopoly, you will not deal with any organization that promotes a Democrat. I don't care how progressive he or she is, period. So let's take a listen to this clip. I'm going to put the mic up to the speakers. I hope you guys hear it well. Again, I'm sorry. This is a censorship thing. I deal with this on a daily basis through YouTube, Periscope, Twitter, Blog Talk, Pal Talk, you name it. I deal with it. And everybody who works with us deal with it as well, but we move through it. And with your support, as far as you guys sharing it on your own, that's helping with, you know, breaking the censorship wall that they have built, because Google and YouTube have also a duopoly in tech on the internet, trying to control it. And we'll deal with that on another show, but that's another fact that's going on. So let's listen to this clip. This is Trump's State of the Union, and then we'll talk about it, and then we'll move on to some other clips. Here you go.
By recognizing that the state of our union is strong. Since the election, we have created 2.4 million new jobs. Small business confidence is at an all-time high. The stock market has smashed one record after another. In April, this will be the last time you will ever file under the old and very broken system, and millions of Americans will have more take-home pay starting next month. We repeal the core of the disastrous Obamacare. The individual mandate is now gone.
His reverence for those who have served our nation reminds us of why we salute our flag, why we put our hands on our hearts for the Pledge of Allegiance, and why we proudly stand for the national anthem. The era of economic surrender is totally over. From now on, we expect trading relationships to be fair and, very importantly, reciprocal. Tonight, I'm calling on Congress to produce a bill that generates at least $1.5 trillion for the new infrastructure investment that our country so desperately needs. Tonight I am calling on Congress to finally close the deadly loopholes that have allowed MS-13 and other criminal gangs to break into our country. We have proposed new legislation that will fix our immigration laws and support our ICE and Border Patrol agents. I am extending an open hand to work with members of both parties, Democrats and Republicans, to protect our citizens of every background, color, religion, and creed, and the sacred duty of every elected official in this chamber is to defend Americans, to protect their safety, their families, their communities, and their right to the American dream. Because Americans are dreamers too. We know that weakness is the surest path to conflict, and unmatched power is the surest means to our true and great defense. For this reason, I am asking Congress to end the dangerous defense sequester and fully fund our great military. We must modernize and rebuild our nuclear arsenal, hopefully never having to use it, but making it so strong and so powerful that it will deter any acts of aggression. Just signed, prior to walking in, an order directing Secretary Mattis to reexamine our military detention policy and to keep open the detention facilities in Guantanamo Bay. We need only look at the depraved character of the North Korean regime to understand the nature of the nuclear threat it could pose to America and to our allies. Tonight we pledge to honor Otto's memory with total American resolve. We should never, ever forget. The people dreamed this country. The people built this country. And it's the people who are making America great again.
So there you have it. That's just a rundown of the main points of the State of the Union. And, you know, some of the points was pretty good, I have to admit. But overall, he's perpetuating the duopoly. What was the point? Oh, we're going to make the military. No, we need to draw down military spending, not amp it up. So he's toting the military-industrial complex line, which is ran by the bankers. So you have to break up the political duopoly in order to break up the oligarchy. The only way to get money out of politics and address election fraud is to leave the duopoly. You have to first leave the duopoly, join the Green Party, help us fight the co-opting of the Green Party from the duopoly, as well as simultaneously trying to get Greens into office and you work locally and build out. That's what you got to do. It's real simple. There's a strike. Deb Della Piana, she promotes a strike, the May Day strike. Participate. Get involved in that. Because that's something that the duopoly will not co-opt. They won't co-opt something that has meaning. They will make a counter revolution or a counter movement to that movement. Because they rather have division than have unity in a message that resonates, which is why there's the separation of the Bernie situation. And speaking of Bernie, let's listen to his rebuttal or his response to Trump's State of the Union. Let's take a listen.
President Trump talked tonight about the strength of our economy. Well, on that point, he's right. Official unemployment today is 4.1%, which is the lowest it has been in years, and the stock market in recent months has soared. That's the good news. But what President Trump failed to mention is that his first year in office marked the lowest level of job creation since 2010, and since March of last year, the three richest people in America saw their wealth increase by more than $68 billion.
Let me stop you right there, Bernie. Why you say that? The reason why that is because of the Obama policies is why that is. And Trump is undoing those policies. And it's not for the people. It's for his legacy. The dude is a narcissist, so he wants to go down in history as the greatest businessman to ever live, who could game the system and became a billionaire from a million-dollar loan, became president, the greatest president that the country has seen. He's the most independent president, and he comes from the Reform Party. So he's basically just trying to build his legacy, although he is still within the duopoly. And they are both on the same team. You have to remember that when you get caught up in the Trumpism. Yes, he is doing some good things. TPP, he got rid of that. Drawdown in Syria, stopped Saudi Arabia from sponsoring terrorism, trying to root Turkey out of Syria, because Turkey has been on the southern border attacking Syria for years because the Kurds live there. So Trump has done some good things. You know, yes, he's a nationalist. Yes, everything is America first, and he's making good on his promises. They're not promises that we would like to have seen done, but yet he is making good on those promises. So this is why the Democrats look so stupid. But I just want to say that about Bernie Sanders and his point that the top whatever percent is getting it is because of the Obama policies. Remember, he said, we're going to spread the wealth around. We're going to spread the wealth around. Where did he spread it around? To the top, didn't he? Remember he took that Wall Street money? Come on, brothers and sisters. Here he goes.
A $68 billion increase in wealth. Meanwhile, the average worker saw an increase of 4 cents an hour. Last year, he supported legislation that would have thrown up to 32 million people off of the health care they had, while at the same time substantially raising premiums for older Americans. The reality is that although we were able to beat back Trump's effort to repeal the Affordable Care Act, 3 million fewer Americans have health insurance today than before Trump took office. As you all recall, during his campaign, Trump promised not to cut Social Security, Medicare, or Medicaid. That is what he promised. As president, however, he supported a Republican budget resolution that proposed slashing Medicaid by $1 trillion.
And let me stop you there again, Bernie, because Paul Ryan is a deep state operative who put that into the bill, who got with Bill Clinton. And if you go on YouTube and look up Paul Ryan and Bill Clinton talking about cutting Social Security and Medicaid and Medicare, they already had it planned, so it was already in the works. So you can't put that all on Trump, Bernie Sanders. This is, these people and their propaganda, and I don't see how anybody could still support this man. Hold on. Here he goes.
And cutting Medicare by $500 billion. Further, President Trump's own budget called for cutting Social Security disability insurance by $64 billion. Trump spoke about how other countries' drugs cost far less, yet he has done nothing to allow Americans to purchase less expensive prescription drugs from abroad or to require Medicare to negotiate drug prices.
I have to stop you there, too, because in the State of the Union itself, Trump said that he was going to try to lower prescription drugs and tried to get the Democrats to stand up for that. He talked about infrastructure, and he tried to get the Democrats. None of the Democrats didn't even stand up for that. So Bernie is lying, man. I mean, that's just wrong. I mean, I don't support Trump, and, you know, you still don't support a lie if it's against your enemy. Period. You know, I'll defend my enemy if he's telling the truth. Let's finish this up, and then we'll go to the next clip.
For president, as president, the tax reform legislation Trump signed into law a few weeks ago provides 83% of the benefits to the top 1%, drives up the deficit by $1.7 trillion, and raises taxes on 92 million middle-class families by the end of the decade.
Well, I got a 3% tax cut in the new tax bracket, Bernie Sanders. I honestly did. I got a 3% tax cut in it because of the tax bracket that my 9-to-5 is in. And then on this business, on this Green News Network, I got a tax cut, a small business tax cut for my small business on the tax rate or what have you. And then some tax credit I got that. So, I mean, some people, it does help the tax credit. I mean, I'm against anything like this because they're eventually going to take it from the socialist programs that this country is built on. In order for capitalism to work, they had to install socialist programs in from 1932 to 1945. And the Republicans and Democrats have been dismantling that ever since. And when those socialist programs were put in place, we had the biggest growth of middle income, and the middle class became the greatest middle class the world has ever seen since the Roman Empire. Because even the British Empire didn't have a middle class that America had after the 40s. The 50s and early 60s was a boom time. Then from the mid-60s after Kennedy's assassination, then we had Freedom to Fascism. Look that show up, Freedom to Fascism. It's a right-winger, Aaron Russo, but it does show how we have gradually, since FDR, who really wasn't the great president, he was just trying to save capitalism. Capitalism doesn't work, brothers and sisters. We have to have a socialist society to where people cannot get so far ahead of another person that they believe them to be more powerful. Capitalism is why slavery existed. So I'm through with the Bernie Sanders rebuttal, and if you guys want to listen to his full response, just go on YouTube and look up Bernie Sanders' response if you want to continue to listen. I just also want to read this tweet Sanders tweeted out as well, just to show you guys just how much he is involved in this. This is a tweet from Sanders, and this is on the memo. So immediately after the hit job he did on Trump with his half-truths, you know, because some of that stuff was true, but some of it was exaggerated. And I found when I went back to Sanders' speech, he exaggerated a lot of the statistics he put out there. But at any rate, it says the release of the Nunez memo is a blatant attempt by House Republicans and the White House to disrupt the critically important investigation into Russia's interference in the 2016 election. How dare you say anything about Russian interference in the 2016 election when you had the election stolen from you, from Hillary Clinton, and you said nothing. And then you promised the American people that you were going to contest the convention, and then not only did you not contest the convention, you stopped the roll call vote and asked that Hillary Clinton and the rules be waived and asked Hillary Clinton be nominated for the nomination. So, but anyway, he says the release of the Nunez memo is a blatant attempt by House Republicans and White House to disrupt the critically important investigation into Russia's interference in the 2016 election and possible collusion between Russia and the Trump campaign. Exact Hillary Clinton and DNC talking points. Bernie Sanders is a sheepdog, has always been a sheepdog, and we all spent money with him so that he could propagate us to today. That's what happened, brothers and sisters. Now, let's listen to the Democrats' response. So Bernie Sanders did his for all those Bernie worshipers and all those people who are disillusioned and won't deal directly with the Democrats, but they will deal with the Democrats through Bernie Sanders. How psycho is that? But let's listen to the Joe Kennedy and just see how disgustingly similar he sounds to Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and any Democrat that's come down the line since 1976. So here you go.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is an absolute privilege to join you all tonight. We are here in Fall River, Massachusetts, a proud American city. An American city built by immigrants. From textiles to robots, this is a place that knows how to make great things. The students who are with us here this evening in the auto tech program at Diamond Regional Technical School carry on that rich legacy. Like many American hometowns, Fall River has faced its share of storms. But the people here are tough. They fight for each other. They pull for their city. It is a fitting place to gather as our nation reflects on the state of our union. This is a difficult task. Many have spent the last year anxious, angry, afraid. We all feel the fractured fault line across our country. We hear the voices of Americans who are forgotten and feel forsaken. We see an economy that makes stocks soar, investor portfolios bulge, and corporate profits climb, but fails to give workers their fair share of the reward. A government that struggles to keep itself open. Russia, knee-deep in our democracy. An all-out war on environmental protection. A Justice Department rolling back civil rights by the day. Hatred and supremacy.
He's identity politics up, dude. I cannot even bear to listen to his crap. So I'm sorry, brothers and sisters. I should let you listen to the whole thing. And again, you can go on YouTube and find the response. But didn't he sound just like Barack Obama? Same talking points. You know, oh great city. Oh, you ignorant. And you guys want to vote for that. And everybody's just waiting to clap. They're not even, doesn't even care what he says. Just waiting to clap. Oh, a Kennedy. Do you know these Kennedys are all whoremongers? And the John F. Kennedy wanted to put an end to the hold that the oligarchy had on them through their secret societies. He couldn't move around how he wanted to, so then they ended up killing him for that. And Trump's doing the same thing. Trump's doing the same thing, and they're going to eventually murder him. That's my view. I don't know if it'll happen. Hope it doesn't, but that's what it's looking like. Now, I just want to show you how stupid you guys sound to right-wingers and why people are appealing to them, because they are saying some of the truth. Some of the stuff that these right-wingers are on is stupid. But when it comes to breaking down the Democrat response and the media and all that, these right-wingers are right on, because they're going based on the facts.